Rise up on our feet, please. So raise up our two hands to the Lord and sing this song loud and clear.
Holy Ghost, you live again, do it again in my life. To say, if you're my uncle, why on earth has my uncle not pass me? Savior, 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 Savior. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Savior, 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 Savior.
Savior, 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 Savior,
complete in him. I am complete in him. Complete, complete, complete in him. Hallelujah. I am complete. Sing it loud and clap it loud. Yes. Hallelujah. John. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. Oh, I am complete. Oh, I'm complete. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John. Send back Father, the Holy Ghost. Send back Father, the Holy Ghost. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. fire burning in my soul. Let's go some fire, hey. Let's go some fire, hey. Fire burning, fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul. Let's go some fire, hey. Let's go some fire. Where's? The fullness of the God that bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the God that bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the God that bodily dwelleth in the Lord. Oh, and complete. Oh, and complete. Hallelujah. Complete in him. Hallelujah. I am complete. Raise up your right hand to the heavens now. Raise up your right hand to the heavens now. And declare this loud and clear. Every conspiracy against my destiny in the heavens, scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus, scatter the conspiracy. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Scatter the conspiracy. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a time like this. And we praise your holy name for what you have done here tonight already. We thank you for what you are going to do here tonight. And we thank you for what you are going to continue to do when we leave here. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, we are gathered here tonight, waiting and expecting to be blessed. Let your blessing overshadow our lives in the name of Jesus. Open our understanding. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Last week, we began to look at the problems of modern witchcraft. The problems of modern witchcraft. We started last week, but we didn't quite finish. So let's try and round up that topic now, before we now go into prayers. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15, 1 Samuel chapter 15, we read from verse 22. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22 and 23. These two verses represent some of the greatest statements ever said in Scripture. Let's take it from 22 and then 23. These statements, some of the most remarkable in all Scripture. 1 Samuel 15, 22. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." So because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. There we see the origin of witchcraft. The origin of witchcraft is in rebellion against the Almighty God. When Adam and Eve fell in the garden, the religion they went into was witchcraft because they were living in rebellion. Now, last week I told you,
that Satan has repackaged witchcraft to fit our modern tastes. He has given witchcraft a facelift, but the very essence of it is still intact. And I tried to explain to you last week that you should forget your traditional idea about witchcraft. It has now been completely modernized by the enemy. That the present day witchcraft are not old women who fly with brooms, but men who are in three-piece suit, men who wear the latest perfume and carry the latest briefcases around. And last week I tried to explain to you that a lot of people now, young people, young men, young women, are going straight into the occult in order to have an upper hand against their contemporaries. And once a person is in the cage of this kind of witchcraft, it will prevent the person from listening to the voice of God. The Bible says stubborn pride is witchcraft. And there is something worse than being spiritually blind. It is being stubborn and blind at the same time. So anyone who is trying to go spiritual outside God will of course go into witchcraft. And last week we said this thing has infiltrated schools, entertainment world, drama, and all kinds of other places. And then we began to tell you the indications you can use to know when when modern witchcraft is at work. And that was us why I think we stopped last week. Now let's look at the weapons of modern witchcraft. And after looking at these weapons, we now look at how they operate on people's life and turn their lives upside down. Thereafter, we're now going to solution. Remember, the end times are here. Remember, the Bible says, in the last days, perilous times shall come. The times shall be very dangerous. You will be wasting your time, and you will be very foolish and naive indeed, if you feel that just because I'm not attacking anybody, I'm not harassing anybody, nobody will harass me. That's what the Bible calls wickedness. The first weapon of modern witchcraft is magic. And a lot of that is going on around us now. Second weapon is divination. People trying to go into the future, know what is going wrong, and know about what other people are trying to do. Third weapon is astrology. When people are trying to use the stars to determine where you go and how your life goes. And a lot of people consult horoscope, astrology every day. They are allowing an inanimate object like the star that gets its light from the sun to control their lives. The fourth weapon is astral projection. The out-of-body experience that many have suffered from. People practice getting outside their bodies. People read books that help their spirit man to get outside the body. Unfortunately, many have practiced astral projection and they never came back to their body. All local witchcraft, African witchcraft, are all projectors. They project themselves out to go and do things and to go and do evil to people. Many of what we call spirit husband, spirit wife, they're actually astral projection attacking people. I pray that if there's anyone here tonight and a power is projecting itself to come and attack your life unconsciously, that power shall be disgraced tonight. In the name of Jesus. Many of us immediately will sleep. That's it. But there are some people, when they sleep, they just start. A long time ago, I think somebody was coming from somewhere, from our town, and he wanted to stay at our house in the night, and he brought a little girl along. She said she was taking the girl to somewhere to become a house chef or housemaid. Normally, we pray in the evening before we go to bed. When we were praying those prayers, I noticed that this person they brought was not looking up. Neither did she want to say any loud amen. That didn't bother me because she's going next morning, so no problem. But then immediately, it's 12 midnight, she began to talk. She was asleep. She was talking. And talking. And she was discussing with some people. I sat up on my bed. I said, what kind of insult is this one? This one does not realize where she is. So I went straight to her while she was sleeping. Come back and wake up. She woke up. I said, now listen. If I hear one more word from you, you'll be in very serious trouble together with those people over there. She said, yes, sir. And I never had one word throughout the night. She's gone to somewhere else, but we're hearing what they're saying. I pray once again that any evil astral projection attacking anyone unconsciously will be scattered now in the name of Jesus. Will be scattered in the name of Jesus. Do you know that modern day occult, they can project outside their body, enter into somebody else's room, and scatter things there. They can enter into somebody's room and put a mark on your body and go out. They can enter into somebody's room and mess the person up and go back. It's a modern day occult. And plenty of such books are around that people are reading. While I was in the University of Lagos here, I had a colleague. When we read, he does not read. But with a smile on his face, he would be saying, it is easier to read under the water. It is easier to read under the water. Read under the water. What was he talking about? It took us time to know that he used to project himself outside the body. I think he tried to go before our exam, and some more wicked spirit blocked his way. He never fully recovered. 5. Incantations. An incantation is a satanic utterance inviting demons. A satanic utterance to invoke evil. An invitation to the enemy to go and do havoc or to come to their assistance. That's what we call incantations. And there are plenty of modern day incantations all around now that people begin to speak against each other. I pray that every incantation of darkness assigned against anyone here shall perish. Number 6 is medium spirit agenda. Medium spirit. They communicate with the spirit realm. That's another weapon. Number 7 is necromancy. They connect with the dead. They want to connect with the spirit of the dead. Number 8 is spell casting. They cast spell on somebody. And the person who behaves normally suddenly begins to misbehave. And the person makes unpardonable mistakes. It's a weapon of the occult. Number 9 is what we call sex magic. Somebody is deceived into going to strange sexual acts. And that is used to control the person's destiny. 10 is seeking for psychic power. They'll be looking for psychic power to get their ways around. 11 is going into trances. They're not going to trance. They say, I see this, I see that, I see that. And it destroys so many people's destiny. 12, chanting, evil chanting. It will repeat the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. It will speak evil and evil and evil into a person's life over and over again until it begins to take root. 13, is the use of drugs. Drugs that alter the mind, that alter somebody's consciousness. 14 is what you call ecstatic dancing. Turn the room into darkness, put on a high music, and begin some serious aggressive dancing. It's a weapon of modern day witchcraft. 15 is hypnotizing people. They just turn the person to nonsense, to rubbish, to vegetable. These are weapons of modern day witchcraft. 16 is drawing power from the sun, the moon, and the stars. They draw power from the sun, from the moon, from the stars. And the next one is engaging in rituals and sacrifices. And the last one I'm going to mention is the one that people call internet now. The enemy is using that one now to initiate, to cage, and to cause trouble. So every Christian, modern day Christian, you must have your strategies well worked out. Because we have an enemy who with military strategies searches for our weaknesses. So regardless of whether you believe it or not, whether you like it or not, you are a target for witchcraft. They know your name, they know your address, they know your strength, they know your weaknesses. They are waiting and planning for the moment they will strike when you are caught off guard. And they desperately hope that you will remain ignorant and blame their attack on something else that is not relevant to them. They will direct attention away from themselves so you can blame something else. But the truth is this. Witchcraft has no authority over a child of God. We should not be ignorant of the limitation of their powers. Christ has redeemed us from Satan's power and they can't have dominion over us. And when Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. The legal authority of witchcraft was neutralized. Our job now is to enforce that defeated condition of witchcraft. And we should not submit any part of our lives for their activities. How do these powers weaken people's destiny? Number one, they do what we call internal burial. Internal burial. They bury the right person inside. So the one who will talk will not be the right person. In so doing, they bury the person's destiny. So that they can rise above the person. That is one way they act. The second way they act is to give the person what you call animal instinct. It will pull the person down to more primitive forms. So what they do is what you expect from animals, not human beings. It's their strategy. Number three is to make the person a scapegoat. When aggression is fired, although you are not the one involved, it doesn't concern you directly, you become a target of this misfired aggression. We call it scapegoating syndrome. The person becomes a victim. Number four, they organize displacement. They remove the person from his place of destiny and put the person in the wrong place. They displace the person. And this is a very sad situation. Number five is the evil transfer. Remove the person's virtue and transfer to another. It's called the evil transfer. Six is evil pressure. Something is pushing you to do what you should not do until the person does what he's not supposed to do. Seven is blockages. The person experiences a dead end syndrome. Blockages. Number eight is overload. They send a lot of confusing information into the person's head, wanting to confuse the person. The next one is unreasonable anger. Just make the person to get angry on what is completely unreasonable. And the last one is exhaustion. Too tired to pray, too tired to do spiritual exercises, too tired to do what God wants you to do. How do we deal with modern day witchcraft? This is where you have to listen very, very carefully now. The first thing for anyone who wants to completely defeat any form of witchcraft from Israel alive is to completely surrender your life to Jesus Christ with no area back in your pocket. A complete surrender. That is not negotiable. The next thing to do, number two, is to repent from every known sin. Repent from every known sin. Any sin in your life gives the witchcraft powers access to your person. Number three thing you should do is to discover yourself. You may need to pray for 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 month, to ask the Lord to show you who you are. Because when you know who you are, and you see what's happened to you, then you'll be able to pray to get to where you should be. Then you'll be able to know what damage they have done to you. Number four, is that Mr. Flesh must die. Flesh is the greatest friend of witchcraft that we have. The Bible says, rebellion is as witchcraft and stubbornness as iniquity as idolatry. Both rebellion and stubbornness, they are all works of the flesh. So when Mr. Flesh dies and those things don't manifest in your life, once rebellion, stubbornness does not manifest in your life, it means your internal witchcraft is dead. And once that happens, it's easier for you to overcome all other witchcraft forces. Number five is to dedicate yourself, your property, everything that belongs to you, to God. Once you dedicate something to God, it takes care of it. The Bible says, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. God is able to keep whatever you have committed to his care. It's just like if you hand somebody over to an idol, the idol will keep laying ownership on the person. When Anna came and said, he shall be called Samuel, for I have given him unto the Lord. Say, as long as he lives, he is the Lord's. So that's how Samuel was completely dedicated to God. We need to dedicate and rededicate our properties, our lives, our children, everything that belongs to us. Six, cut them off from their source of power. Cut them off from their source of power. If you feel that you have been addressed, you have been attacked by witchcraft powers, the first thing to do is to cut them off from their source of power. You command their wickedness to be shaken out of the heavenlies. And you begin to attack their source in the sun, in the moon, and the stars. Once you cut off their power base, they cannot fight you anymore. And seven, bring the judgment of God against them. And the judgment of God concerning witchcraft is that you should not suffer a witch to live. That is, anywhere you see the activity of witchcraft, the solution is to kill that activity. We are in a dangerous situation. Evil men are waxing stronger and stronger. If we fold our arms, we're in trouble. If we don't go out and deal with them, they are coming to deal with us. All of you here who work in offices, you work in places, try and understand now that there's a new wave of witchcraft around. There are many serpents in three-piece suits that are working in the offices, and they are ready to do anything to get to the top. If you as a Christian don't take adequate action, it will affect you. Let's rise up on our feet now. Let's rise up on our feet now. These prayers I want you to pray, they are the kind of prayers that the enemy does not want anyone to pray. But whether the enemy wants you to pray or not, the important thing is to pray them with all your heart. Don't say, well, I don't think this concerns me. I don't think this involves me. It is safer to pray. But if you are here tonight and you are not born again, and you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand and say what I'm going to say after me. So, Father, I come before you now, Lord Jesus. Come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you will shout this loud and clear. We're going to call, first of all, on the Lion of Judah to pursue every witchcraft lion out of our destiny. Can I hear the sisters saying this after me? Lion of Judah! Arise! Pursue witchcraft lions out of my destiny. Can I hear the sisters shouting this? Is that the loudest the sisters can say it here today? Let me hear the brothers shouting it loud and clear. Oh yes. If you say that once, you now convert it to machine gun prayer. Pursue them, pursue them, pursue them, pursue them, pursue them, pursue them, pursue them. Are you ready now? Open your mouth and pray now. In the name of Jesus, Masente Kaya Boshende Rabosempelaba. Oh yes. Open your mouth. Don't be afraid. Yes, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Now with a loud voice. Witchcraft of frustration. Death! In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Deal with that witchcraft of frustration. Something is happening here already. Oh yes, oh yes. Yes, 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 yes. Basanta kaya basandera bakonte aba. Aha, 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 aha. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Masanta kaya basandera bakonte aba santa. In Jesus' name we pray. God is saying a word here. The word is called recovery. Recovery. The Lord said there are some people here tonight who will recover everything the enemy has stolen. That's why you should shout this one loud and clear. Yoke of witchcraft delay. Break. When you say it three times, convert it to machine gun praying. Break, 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 break. Can I hear you shouting it loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pull it to ashes. Break it. Break it in the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Batanda ribos sapande kaya boshenteraba. Break it. In Jesus' name we pray. Say every witchcraft projection into my sleep. Can you shout this loud and clear? Is that the loudest you can shout that one? Shout it again loud and clear. Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Command our projection to backfire. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, deal with the projection. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Oh, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen.
Let us share the grace and fellowship.